Hi, good afternoon. My name is Martin Sobrehillas. I'm a member of the Debian Volatile team. Debian Volatile is also the talk I will be giving. I will show a little bit what is behind the scenes, behind the team of Debian Volatile, what we are doing, what we try to keep track of, and give a little bit of impressions what we managed the last year and how the future will. Why is that laptop hanging? Okay. That's a little bit of the outline of how the talk, what the talk will be of. The first part is a little bit of where we are, what our ideas behind Volatile are, and the second part is more or less how the developers and end users can contribute to the Debian Volatile team. The motivation was about 1.5 years ago when Joey Schulze asked on the Debian devel mailing list on how packages with volatile data will be handled in the next stable release. There was some discussion with a bigger threat on the devel mailing list, and the outcome of this discussion was that Andreas Barth mainly created its own archive for volatile data, where I joined in a few weeks later, and that was how Volatile was born in the beginning of last year. The idea of the Volatile archive is that we have packages that might not be usable anymore if the packages are too old, for example, spam filters, virus scanners, and packages with other data which is in a current flow. We know that the current stable release manager is a little bit strict or conservative about what updates are going into the next stable release. So, and we think we are a little bit more liberal than the stable release manager, but I'm not as liberal as the backpods org are. Sorry, the backpods org archive is. Because the backpods org archive, everyone can upload packages to the archive, even if he's not if he or she is not the package maintainer. From my point of view, they have no policy on how to handle packages in their archive, and that's what we first did. We first set up the policy what packages we are going to accept into the archive, and then started accepting packages. We try to keep the packages working, but try to not change too much on the packages. And in most cases, we just fix these things which are really needed to keep the packages functional. So, for example, for virus scanners, if there's a newer engine needed for the newer pattern files, we just allow changes to the main engine and the all the other changes which have been made in testing or unstable are kept back for the next stable release. I think Stephen Kahn has some experience with that. We rejected several of his uploads where packaging, the real packaging, was changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea is, and the of highest, one of the highest, how do you say a sentence, is above all, we do not try to harm the end user system. So we try to not to surprise the end user, not to change any configuration data, or not to change how configuration data is expected from the package, which comes from stable. We try to assure the upgrade path. That's what Philippe van der Wiel is also currently working on. He's a new member in the team. I will say a little bit about the team later. He's currently working on how to integrate volatile into PO parts, so we can do some automatic testing of packages before we move them to the main pool, so that everyone can access these packages. We try to keep the number of packages within the archive low, for several reasons, but we are open to any package that has volatile data, where important things like network stack or protocol changes have been made, or like for spam or virus scanners, where it's needed to update the engines to get newer pattern files recognized. And we want to have all the end users to use volatile just as they use securitydebian.org. Just trust on the same trust level, and just update only these parts which are really, really needed. And as we are on security, as we have only a few packages in volatile, we try to keep the track of the security issues on our own, but we are also dependent on the contributions of the real package maintainers. There have been several security issues in the past with an open virus scanner, where we didn't even get any information about what actually was the security hole within the virus scanner, just the change log saying buffer overflow in that and that part. So that was some kind of buffering game sometimes. But we are also working close together with especially Moritz Mühlenhoff from the testing security team, who tries to keep us up to date, and we are trying to keep him up to date about packages we are watching for volatile. And the big difference between volatile and security is that volatile updates are, or security updates to volatile packages are distributed distributed within their own archive, not like for the Debian archive, where you have a separate archive for security. Yeah, this slide should just give a small overview about the team which is currently working behind Debian Volatile. It's mostly Andreas Bartsch and me doing the main package coordination and speaking with the maintainers who ask for new packages to getting included into the archive. We have Philippe van der Wiel, Auguste van der Wiel, which is new to the team for about 4 weeks, I think now, who took over mostly my part of doing the mirror coordination. And it's Francesco doing the website at the moment, where he could need a little bit of help. I will also say a little bit about that later on. I think we are working very good together. There is also Stephen Gran and Mark Haber, which isn't here this weekend, who are also working very close together with the volatile team, help wherever it's needed. Yeah. Giving you a little bit of a review what the archive looks like and what we currently have is the archive size of about 250 megabytes, which is a bigger part of it, the daily updates of the Klamath data package. Which contains only the virus patterns, which are issued sometimes daily, sometimes twice a day. So we update these packages on a regular basis. Currently we have about six packages in the archive, which is ClamaV, Spam Assassin, several Whoist clients, and Postgre, which is a gray listing daemon for Postfix. We have exactly 30 mirrors at the moment, which are mostly located in Europe. I think we have one US mirror and one Australian mirror. The mirror on the main server, which is Volatile Debian Net, is currently about 1 gigabyte per day, but that includes also the mirror push to the other mirrors. All mirrors are currently pushed, which means that as soon as something in the archive changes, all mirrors get the information and the updates within a few minutes. So we log in and just say hello, we changed something, and run a script which then mirrors our main archive mirror. Yeah. That's how we distribute the changes very fast. I think that is also a very good thing for security issues, which helps us to not have mirrors that are out of date for a longer time. There is also Andreas and I think Uli is also working on Nagios checks at the moment, so that we get an overview on which mirrors are really out of date, even if they are pushed. There are some mirrors which are currently running out of disk space and therefore not getting pushed properly or just fallen out of the net, so that we can remove them after a few days from the mirror list. Yeah, well, where do we go from there? For us, it's very, very important to get a feedback from the end users and feedback from the maintainers of packages within the whole archive and within the volatile archive. A thing which is needed in the future is that we really improve the website, which is currently in a not very good state. We know that, we had several discussions about that, but for my person can speak that I don't have enough time at the moment to really prepare big changes to the website and help with that. I'm also not very good with HTML and VML, so I skipped that for my part. What can be done from developer's point of view is try to prepare good packages, good packages in kind of documenting the changes and so on. I will have a slide on that later. And uploads to the archive should only happen by the real package maintainer or, in emergency cases, by the volatile team. A package uploads by co-maintainers are accepted. That's okay. Yeah, about the website. We are currently in some kind of transition from the volatile Debian.net website to the official Debian website. We have our own location there beneath under debian.org/dev/debian-volatile, I think it is. But the problem is on both websites, the content is not clearly targeted for end users and for developers. It just has a little bit of a mixture, and I hope that we could improve these within the next weeks or months, so that we get a clearly separation between what we document for end users and what, especially what we document for developers, how to, what changes are allowed to packages, and what the philosophy of us is, so that they get the impression on what should, what they can change and what they aren't allowed to change. The wish list is more or less the wish list of things I would like to see to the website, which is an RSS feed for the packages which are in the archive, which are new to the archive, or what changed in the archive. Some semi-automatic creation of so-called volatile update announcements, which means that we have some kind of news item in, within the website where we prepare new packages to be included into the archives, that as well as the website, also the mail to the volatile update announce mailing list is created from, so that we get that we have one source for the website and for the mail which is being sent out. Yeah, a little bit about good packaging practices. Changes to the packages included in the volatile should be as minimal as possible. We will not accept packages which are which changed in real packaging. Adding, for example, what was it for K3BSD changing? We rejected that for several reasons. It also didn't. There was one package which was Klammerfau, which then after that didn't build anymore on what was it, MIPS, I think.
Yeah.
So we try to only keep the engine for Klammerfau, only to keep to change the engine and keep the rest. Yeah. I think the other both items are more or less clear. The version number in volatile should be greater than stable, but it should be less than the version number in testing, which gives us a clear upgrade path from stable to volatile to the next stable or at the moment testing distribution. And one very important thing is as well to document the changes within the changelog, not just saying upload to volatile, which just saying in a changelog entry just preparing a package upload to volatile isn't a very good documentation. That's something more or less all developers did with their first upload. We hope that will change in the future a little bit more, especially for new packages. And my wish for the future is to get volatile included into the main archive. That would be one of my goals, I think, for the next year. I talked to AJ about that, but there's still some discussion needed to get that happen. What I would wish for myself also is that packages with low impact get changed in a stable point release as well, so that we have packages which are within the volatile archive just go to the main stable point release. And the last point is some point of discussion we had within the volatile team the last week is, for example, for the Whois clients. We have several Whois clients in the main archive, and every of these Whois clients is having its own database for Whois information. What I think would be a good idea for the next stable release is to have one source of Whois data information, or for other packages as well, where you just can make the changes in one source package and don't need to update several Whois clients within the archive. Yeah. If you can use it, I know of several. Yeah, if you can use volatile, use it. I know of a lot of installations where it just runs like security. And I would really get like some feedback from the audience as well as on the mailing lists and on the IRC for volatile, so we get a little bit more feedback in general for.
Yes, left 20 minutes. We have 20 minutes left. So.
Yeah. Perhaps we can have a little bit more of discussion on what might happen in future, or what do you think what we should consider for volatile for the future? Or are there any questions?
How much sort of data would you see some like dev deltas to reduce how much download you need to track volatile?
It depends on the package.
Can you repeat the question, please?
The question was on how much the differences are between. The differences between the Sage and the volatile.
Also, there's dev delta, which I think is sort of experimental, but in terms of sort of downloading a large dev file each time, it would only download smaller. Delta package, and obviously for data changes very quickly, like what your traffic that would be.
In general, I can say it depends a little bit on the package. For example, for PostgreSQL, we just updated the servers, which didn't work properly. I don't know if all of you know how graylisting is working. Graylisting is some kind of daemon running in front of a mail server, rejecting the first email with a triple from with the data from to a subject, and after that the mail server is normally coming back within a
the subject. It's actually the IP of the remote system.
The subject. IP of the remote mail server from a to address, and the mail servers are usually coming back within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It depends on the remote mail server. There are some mail servers that aren't coming back, so we just whitelist these IPs, IP addresses. For Postgres, it's just the same. The last Postgres uploads were about 10 or 15 lines, which just changed. For Klamath, it depends on how much upstream changed with the engine. We had uploads going up to 1 megabyte, I think, diff. But also had updates which just were one line fixes, from what I can remember.
Well, it's usually the release a new engine version that's about 1 megabyte of diff, and then they'll follow it up with 3 or 4 oops, that was enough by one error.
Yes. So. Yes?
Yes. Do you manage to make the Debian volatile something as official as security in the near future? Do you have a specific policy to identify which packages could be in Debian volatile in the near future, or do you only wait for developers to say, hey, this is interesting for my package, and please put new versions of this package in Debian volatile?
The question was if we want to make the volatile archive more official,
Yes.
We have been mentioned within the last release notes for Debian Sarge. And for packages, and sometimes I'm asking the, or some persons of the volatile team are asking the package maintainers, but in most cases the users are asking them as well. So they say no or yes, whatever they think packages should go, if their package should go in or not. Yes.
On the integration into official Debian, two things. One, is there any plan to ask a question in the Debian Astala like it's done for security? Like, do you want a volatile source in your?
The question is if there will be a question within the Debian installer if you would like to have volatile installed as app source. The volatile team has a patch ready for that.
We haven't yet seen a wishlist bug report for that, so
we will wait for that. I was working on that 2 weeks ago. It worked probably with the CD image we produced. So let's see if the Debian installer team is going to integrate that or not.
And the second question was to have volatile update announcements inside the Debian weekly news, like it's done for security.
The question is, I don't gonna repeat that. I asked Joey Schulz several times about it. And he said no, he won't put it in there. I don't know for whatever reason. He said it's enough information of new packages, security packages, and so on. He's not going to integrate that at the moment. If others try to pursue him to put that within the Debian Wiki news, that would be nice. So it's not only me asking him.
Are there any changes from WVolatile that have made it into a point release yet? Or is it, again, is it trying to convince Joey to do it?
I don't think we have any packages who went to the last point release.
I don't think it did, but it could go in as well as
Postgres, I think. All the other packages, I don't know.
I have another question. How big is the Debian volatile archive at the moment?
It's about 250 megabytes.
Okay.
Any more questions? Or any more suggestions? Yes?
You may have seen already my post to Devin Bigger about this. Times and data should be played all the time. Without changes.
There was some discussion, I think, last week or the week before.
Lukewarm. There were people that I understood as users saying yes.
Doing time zone updates.
One of the EFC maintainers said, I had the old plan to separate EFC and time zone data.
So the question is, how will we handle time zone data in future? I think for Sarge, we won't do any changes for that. We asked Joey Schulze, and he said he might include that in the next stablecoin release. But for Edge, I would propose to have a separate package which contains the time zone data, and then we just update that package on regular or irregular basis.
So he might take the libc update.
Which is only containing time zone updates.
Okay.
But he said clearly that he needs some other person to prepare this package. So he currently hasn't the time to prepare this upload.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I still have 10 minutes left. Is there any more questions left or not? Doesn't look like. So I would say we finish.
Good.